Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, CurryUp Startup Leadership Podcast, a podcast to spotlight world-class Asian leaders, C-suite executives, and innovators who provide candid insights from their personal journey to inspire you. And this is your host, Priyanka Kumla, joining you on our 77th episode of CurryUp Startup Leadership Podcast. So thanks to each one of you for your support. All right, today I have with me an amazing wizard of the mind, and here we go. Naheed Khan. Hi, Naheed. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Priyanka. Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure to be here.
Hey, such a pleasure to have you, Naheed. And Naheed is a very special mindset coach, and I've been following her work for quite some time. And I felt she has such an innovative approach to resetting the way your mind thinks through neuro-linguistic programming. And I was like, hey, we need to have you on the show, Naheed. And here she is.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Awesome. So to our listeners, three reasons why you need to be watching this show. Naheed is going to help envision how we can discover the power of infinite intelligence of your human mind. Two, she's going to empower you to explore the power within you to lead personal as well as professional changes. And three, and most important of all, she's a change architect and a futurist who's going to help you believe that you can achieve what you want as long as you put your mind and body into it. So Naheed, are you excited to being on the show for us?
Absolutely. Very, very excited. Looking forward.
Awesome. So to our listeners, as part of our 12 days of Christmas giveaways, we are going to offer a free 30-minute exclusive one-on-one mentoring session with Naheed. Hey, a wonderful way to start your 2021, right? So all you have to do is drop a quick hello, the country that you're tuning in from, and a comment as we go through the show. We're going to take in live questions as well. So here's your chance to grab this exclusive mentoring session. And thank you so much, Naheed, for being gracious of your precious time to help us be a better version of ourselves.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Awesome. So we already have a listener joining in. I'm going to acknowledge them before we get started. We have Aditya, who's joining us here from the East Coast. Hey, Aditya, welcome to the show. All right, Naheed, I'm going to get started with you as a person. You grew up in Assam, in India, and then you moved to Dubai, where you're currently based. And I know that a key aspect of your personal growth in terms of resilience came from your upbringing in Assam. Tell us something that's very unique about that aspect of your life growing up in Assam.
Sure. Assam is beautiful, beautiful. I'm so, so missing my home place right now. You know, I have always gone back to it very frequently. I mean, I travel home approximately every 2 to 3 months. But it's been almost, it's going to be a year I haven't been home, and that really pulls at me. And that's the reason why I actually wrote about my state, because I'm really homesick. But yeah, growing up in that place when we were young, it was pretty disturbed, pretty disturbed with militancy. And at that time, like, we had schools shutting down. So this is nothing new for me, because we had schools shutting down for months at an end, and we had to stay home. And there was, you know, there was flag marches happening on the street, so we couldn't open the windows, nothing, blackouts happening. We've seen all those things. And the most beautiful part was that none of those things broke us up. It, in fact, just kept us going. All right, this is there, fine. And things open up and we are back to normal. So yeah, that's right. Right now, in the moment, we need to be inside the house. But as soon as things are lifted, curfew is lifted, we are out. So, you know, life never stopped. It kept going even when we were locked up. Even then, it kept going. We didn't have online learning at that time. So, you know, school off means everything off. We were back, we were behind by so many weeks and months of studies. But apart from all of those, Priyanka, when things started improving, you know, the resilience of the people out there was not that coming out and complaining, we don't have this, we don't have that, we've not been given this. Yes, there was anger that we were neglected, we were ignored. And then it was like, we don't want anything, we'll make it on our own. And I think that is something which I took, and it just, I think, seeped inside me, because for me, it didn't matter what I had or I didn't have. What I wanted was what mattered. And that's it. I wanted to do something in life. There were no opportunities in my state. There was no jobs. There were no employments. There were no corporates. There was not even a central university in my state. The university degree that I have today is from a state university. That's all. So, you know, in spite of all of that, it was never like that my dreams are unachievable. When I started my career, I wanted to get into training. And I went to organizations and I said, I want this. And they're like, we don't have training department in the organizations here because these are all only sales office. So if you want, you have to join as a salesperson and that's all that we can offer you. So I joined as a salesperson and I started training my sales team. And that's how I started. And that's when I did that for 2 years. I trained my team and then they used to perform and we were doing the best in the region. Just by doing that, I never went out on sales calls aggressively like a sales manager does. I used to go as a mentor. I used to go with them because they were so fabulously trained that I didn't have to do anything apart from sit there and, you know, be there as a guide, as a mentor, as the expert for them. So they used to take me on those calls and we were doing fabulously well. And that is how I landed up when SBI came up with an opening and I got a job. I didn't apply for it.
And so that's the State Bank of India?
That's the State Bank of India. I was called there for a manager training. And that was the first opening for a training manager. And I had zero experience in training, no certifications, no trainers, nothing. And I got the job and I got 497 branches under me.
That's amazing.
Exactly. So it was, you know, if you have a dream and if you just keep going, it doesn't matter what circumstances are around you. Believe me, if you want to achieve something, nothing in this world can stop you.
That's an amazing way to start this episode, because with the pandemic, everybody feels like life has been turned upside down. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. But just hearing your powerful story of how you've changed your tunnel vision into more of spotlighting yourself and helping others succeed, I think that's just a great inspiration for us. So thank you for sharing that.
The issue is, Priyanka, that people are waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel when the light is in your hands.
Absolutely. That's where the wizard of the mind comes into the picture. Now, Naheed, tell me this. You are an introvert, which not a lot of people know. How do you transform yourself into this bubbly personality who is inspiring others and coaching and mentoring people around you?
You know, when you have your personal self and then you are yourself inspired by something that you want to do in life. For me, my inspiration is my mission. I am on a mission. I don't think my work to be just work. I am on a mission. And it does not matter how many people's life I touch. My mission is to just keep on, no matter who I touch, I inspire. So whether it's a 9-year-old child or it's a 90-year-old human being, you know, retired person, if they speak to me, they get inspired. That's my mission. They look beyond, they find themselves smiling. You know, because we have too much everywhere to keep us not smiling. So, you know, if I can be the one person who can bring a smile on your face, and not just by telling you a joke, but I'm making you realize that it's your face, it's your muscles, move them, smile.
You know, that's very true, because we find a lot of avenues to create more grief in our life. And we feel, you know, we have to grieve so hard, we don't deserve happiness in life. And you feel joy is very external. Somebody has to come and give that to you. What advice would you have for people like us?
You know, Priyanka, I had my share of grief and I had my good share of grief from losing people to death, from losing friendships, from broken heart, from broken relationships, and a lot of other things that I've gone through. From right from the age of 15, I had to start fighting for my own education, to the age where I actually got married. Before my marriage, there was quite a struggle that I'd gone through because I was somebody who did not conform to the norms of the society. So that struggle was separate. Then my personal life struggles were separate. And then there were some dreams which were shattered, which I had to adjust, which I had to let